which brings the time in Reading Mills International to exactly 9 o'clock.
RNI Worldwide News.
Good evening, this is David Rogers. About £5 million worth of damage was caused when a cyclone swept through the North Queensland port of Townsville on Friday. At least three people were killed and the roofs were torn from 1,000 houses. Now, after 3 days of torrential rain, several rivers have burst their banks and disrupted communications. In Townsville itself, at least two suburbs have been isolated by floodwaters. The Australian Prime Minister, Mr. McMahon, will be inspecting the area tomorrow. He's already promised federal aid. In an interview with the West German newspaper, the former Hungarian primate, Cardinal Mindszenty, has said he was forced into signing a confession in a communist court 20 years ago. The cardinal said before his trial, he was subjected to days and nights of mental and physical preparation. He had no control over his will when he signed the confession. Cardinal Mindszenty managed to escape from prison and for 15 years remained in the American legation in Budapest. In Peking, the Indian chargé d'affaires and his wife walked out of a banquet tonight following a strong attack on India by the Chinese Vice Premier Li Chenyan. The deputy premier accused India of expansionist aims, maintaining that its troops would remain in Bangladesh indefinitely. He said that the Indian forces and East Pakistan rebels were massacring and persecuting innocent Pakistani people. This must stop forthwith, he said, and there must be an immediate and unconditional withdrawal of Indian troops. Meanwhile, a Bangladesh official in Dhaka has stated that the organized return of more than 9 million refugees from India will begin on January the 1st. All their property will be returned to them. In Zurich, there was a delay tonight during a weigh-in for the 12-round boxing match between Jürgen Flynn of West Germany and Muhammad Ali. For an hour and a half, Jürgen refused to get onto the scales because he objected to the choice of referee. Ali wanted a British referee, but Flynn insisted on a Swiss one. Ali's trainer eventually accepted the Swiss referee, but in return obtained a no disqualification rule, even though this is against the European Boxing Union regulations. The weather, most areas will be cloudy with rain at times and snow over high ground. Tomorrow is expected to be brighter and drier in northwestern districts. This is RNI News, the next bulletin at 10 o'clock.
Well, a very, very good evening on this rather special Boxing Day hit-back program from Mike Ross. Kind of different we've got things going tonight. In actual fact, no competition and no answers to competitions. But what we are going to do is two sort of rather special things. The first thing being that we're going to play most of the records that we've played in the competitions in the last 18 weeks or so. And also my own personal top 10. That's an all-time top 10, my favourite 10 records of all time. Plus, lots of dedications. Going to say hi to everybody that sent me a birthday card. And there was very many of you that did that, for which I'm extremely grateful. This particular record you probably recognise already. It's The Sound of Rhinoceros and a record called Apricot Brandy. Yeah, the son of Eric O'Brandy there on a record called Rhinoceros. Right, I have piles and piles and piles of Christmas cards in front of me, along with a lot of requests and dedications. So I'd say what we're going to do. We're going to start off by, first of all, saying hi to, now what's this one come from? Rita Rismer of Iverstraat 57 in Brunsum, which is in Holland. And she sent me a rather delightful little Christmas card. And yet another one here from Christine Thatcher of the Orchards, Woodsborough in Kent, which is another delight. Actually, it's got a rather nice picture of sort of goldy thingies and Christmas trees and all sorts of things. One from Chris and Patricia, so a very good evening to Chris and Lady P. And another one here from Glynis, which doesn't say anything much more than thank you very much, Glynis. I think I know who you are anyway, because you've written to me in many, many occasions. And the last one, this one, comes from Nora Thurbury of 33 Marlowe Close, Broadway, Danny Holm, near Manchester, so it says in there. Right, which is rather delightful. And the first record I'm going to play, actually, on the show, as it were, that was one of our competition records. Let's have a look. It was competition number... Let's have a look at the record and have a look at the list. That I really should have got this all sorted out, you see, but I was on rather a rush. I mean, having difficulty in finding something, some of these things. Anyway, number three, in actual fact, was the competition, and this one came from Ronettes. Baby, I love you. All the way through, you only heard a little bit of it, of course, during the course of the competition. Baby, I Love You, and it comes from the Ronettes. Right now I'm going to say hi to Mike Darkin of 2 Aldborough Place, Woodford Wells, Essex, and he says thanks, I say thanks very much anyway, for sending me the Christmas cards, you see. And another one from Eric Green of 35 Sanders Place in Bedford, and for that I'm most grateful as well. Now, here's another. This is a rather delightful little card with two choir boys sitting on the front and lots and lots of writing on the inside. And I haven't got time to read read it all through, but anyway, it comes from Teresa Spillane of 75 Luton Road, Chatham, Kent, in England. And I say thanks very much once again for that Christmas card. Christmas greetings will be going out ad nauseum all during the course of the programme, and particularly this particular one. It goes out to Paul, Dave, Dave, Hugh, Alan, Steve, Tony, Lucy, Sue, Cherry, Pat, Dora, Jenny, Lindsay, Giles, Catherine, Susan, Cecil, Fiona and Karen, and to all the RNIGs for making my life so much more meaningful. And it comes from a very faithful listener, Siffy. So very, very thanks to you, Siffy, for the Christmas card, and thanks for the dedications. And for you, we're going to play the competition record on competition number 3. It comes from a group called Tintin, and Only Ladies Play Croquette. Croquet or croquette, depending on which way you like to do it. I think croquette is more like a food of some description. Anyway, that's the sound of Tintin there. Adam's the hitback competition on number 2, anyway. Haven't got the dates written down. Anyway, right, on with some more cards that I received for the course of this particular show. And I've got one here from Michael Park of 16 Allegra Park Road, Needham Market in Suffolk. And he said, thanks very, very much for playing a record for his brother and Christmas greetings and all that sort of thing. And I returned them, and thanks very, very much. Got a very nice card here from Klaus Peter Senger of 419 Cleve, I think that is, Mittelweg, which is Mittelweg 92, which is in Western Germany, and it's a rather delightful little card there. So I think say thanks to you very much, Klaus. And another one here from West Germany, which comes from Horst Will of 125 Hausen. I think that's 1WW, but I'm not sure whether that's a word or not. And it's Bürgerstar 2, and that's in West Germany. And right, on to the request. And this one comes from Jerry Bishop of BM Box 770, London WC1. And he said, would I play him a record on this particular Christmas show and dedicate it to all friends and family and send them Christmas greetings, which is what I shall do right now. And the record I've got lined up for you is the competition record of competition number 5, which comes from Reparata and the Delarons, and a record called Captain of your ship. That's Reparata and the Del Runs on a record called Captain of Your Ship. Brings the time to exactly 16 minutes past 9 o'clock, and I've got a lovely Christmas card here from young Becky, who I might, sure you might remember me mentioning on several occasions. She writes to me about twice a week, and she sent me a sort of Christmas tree type of Christmas card that opens out into about five or six things with lots of little things written on it. It's all in Dutch, in actual fact, but she's translated it, and it says Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year. Anyway, I happen to know that Becky is in America at the moment. She won't be back until the 18th of January, I think she said it was in her letter. How do I remember all these? Well, you see, she literally douses all her letters with liberal quantities of perfume, and it's well, it stands out, believe you me. I've got a Christmas card here from Bill Wyndham Kane of 25 Val Court, Maida Vale, London West 9, and I also remember that I didn't play his request last week, which was rather naughty of me, or should I say the week before, but we have so many cards. Anyway, Bill, I hope you'll be happy with a name check right now. Got a very nice letter, actually, from Miss Linda Walker of 35 Bankford Avenue, Kirkheaton, near Huddersfield, Yorkshire in England, and she said, could I please play Run Around Sue by Dion, as it's all my time favourite? And could I play it for gorgeous, adorable, cute, lovable, charming, virile, fabulous, intriguing, sexy, dishy, debonair, Diddy David Hamilton? You wait till I see him, Linda. You wait. I never get a letter like that. Anyway, Linda, certainly I can't play the Run Around Sue because it's a rather special programme tonight. And anyway, I will play the number five competition record, which comes from... No, the number four competition record, which comes from Wayne Fontana. You probably remember it as going,
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd, at his head lowly bowed. He just moaned and it made no sense. Just go.
The sound of Mr. Wayne Fontana there, and well, I suppose that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, right, I'm with some more Christmas cards. We've got one here from Hamdi Tabor, which is always a rather difficult name to pronounce for me, and another one here from Mary Perry. Thanks very much, Mary. Christmas greetings go out to the pair of you, and I've got a card for a request for the program and a Christmas card, all from the same person, and I'm talking about Philip Westmoreland, who lives at 15 Manaway Potton Sandy Beds in England, and he'd like to send out Christmas greetings to himself, to all the disc jockey and staff of Radio North International, and to his brother, and especially for Glenda Dixon of 26 Wesley Avenue, North Watford in Hants, and to John Hicks of 72 Ashwell Street, Leighton Buzzard, Bedfordshire, and they're both in England, of course. And I said to you, Philip, well, thanks very much for both the request card and, of course, the Christmas card there. And for all your friends, this is the competition number. Let's have a quick look at the list, which I've just covered up with your card. Where did I put it? Number 12, in actual fact. And it comes from Len Barry, and it's Just Like a Baby. Mr. Len Barry there with that record, Like a Baby, which is so much similar to his real big one, which was called 1, 2, 3, which I thought I'd get most of you confused on, but I didn't, which was most disappointing on my part. Anyway, more Christmas cards. I've got one here that's addressed to the number one DJ in the world, wishing you a Merry Christmas from Colin Baines of 11 TP Tarrant, Opar, New Costa Emlyn. I mean, well, it's in Wales somewhere anyway. And I said to you, Colin, thanks very, very much for the letter, and I'm highly and delightfully flattered that you call me the number one disc jockey in the world. I'm sure that's not true. Anyway, another one here from Gordon C. Dunlop, who gets mentioned quite often on the programme. Probably that's because he drops us a lot of letters. Anyway, Gordon, if you're listening in tonight, thanks very, very much for the long one that you sent me. Most enjoyable. I did enjoy your sense of humour, after all. And, well, let's say that we can all have some good fun together, maybe, on the programme during the course of the coming months. But on to a request right now, and it comes from Christine Catchpole, in actual fact, of Heath House, Wenhaston, I think that is, Halesworth, which is in Suffolk, and she said that she was listening to the Hitback show on December the 12th, and it was quite surprising how quickly she forgot the records that were sort of being played, which is all rather nice, which is the whole point of playing the thing. She said, Could I please play a record like Ride a White Swan, but I don't think you have it. Ah, well, we didn't have it, but some kind listener has sent it in, and I'm going to say hi to her or him, if I can't quite remember who, and play the record later on in the programme. But right now, for all of you, with Christmas greetings from me, we're going to play the number 10 competition sound, and this one came from Marsha Hunt. Keep the customer satisfied.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Libel, libel. I hear words I never heard in the Bible. And I'm one step ahead of the shoe shine. Two steps right.
The sheriff said to me, tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're headed in for more. It's the same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Scratch before the last time I played it. Anyway, that's the sound of Marsha Hunt there on a record called Keep the Customer Satisfied, and a couple more Christmas cards. One here from Jackie and Paul Brookman of 14 Laban Drive, Carling, Margate in Kent in England. So thank you very much to those two. And another one from Sandra Christian. And also say thanks to you, Sandra. Got a very nice little letter here from Sharila Daly of 54 King's George's Avenue, Dover Court, Essex. And she says, will I please play for herself and for her sister Patricia a record on Sunday night, and she says she lives with her nana, and she listens to R&I all day long. So I say to you, Sharila, well, I'll play this one for you and your sister Patricia and your nana as well. And this one is Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, and it's a record called It Takes Two, which, if I have a quick look at my list, was competition number 7.
Come true. This weekend and every weekend, RNI goes
24 hours a day
with programs in Dutch and English. Beam to the world
24 hours a day.
What a lineup of international personalities. As RNI goes
24 hours a day.
Sunday sees the world service on shortwave. The in-concert program, the British Top 20, plus a solid hour of RNI hit back.
24 hours a day.
And it's all on RNI.
24 hours a day.
Of course, and Kim Weston. And I just didn't remember that competition because so many of you said it was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Well, we got you beat on that one at least, anyway. Right, brings the time to exactly 29 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. This is the sound of Radio North International, broadcasting in the medium wave on 220 metres, which is 1367 kilohertz. We're also in shortwave at 6205 kilohertz in the 49 metre band, and we're also in FM, which is channel 44 at 100 megahertz. RNI broadcasts from the radio ship Mebo 2, which is lying at anchor in international waters, 4 miles from the coast of Europe.
Stimmer old gum, Stimmer old gum, Stimmer old chewing gum. Stimmerol is
the sportsman's gum.
Stimmerol chewing gum. Stimmerol chewing gum.
Very delightful it is too. Anyway, on with some more Christmas cards that I received. I got one here from Rita Vogt. I can't tell you where she comes from because I've taken it out of the envelope in order to make it easier for me to go through them during the course of the program. And another one here from Sandy and Nige Stockwell, who write quite often to the program. So a Merry Christmas to all of you there. And I've got a very, very nice letter, which I was very pleased to receive from Toril Olsen of Geerlochsveen, I think that is, or something like that. It's in Rut 1156-2380, Brumunddal in Norway. So a very, very good evening to you, Toril. Thank you very, very much for the letter. And I'm glad to receive you got the, well, glad to know that you got the photographs and the pictures of the Mebo too as well, and everything else. And that's very nice to see. And because you're quite a regular writer and one of the only ones that I've got for the program from Norway, I'm going to play a very, very special record for you tonight. This one comes from Gene Pitney, and it was the competition record for competition number 15. Title, Backstage.
A thousand hands applaud tonight. I sing my songs, my star shines bright. I stop and smile, I take my bow. I leave the stage and then somehow backstage. I'm lonely, backstage I cry. You've gone away and each night I seem to die a little. Out on that stage, I'll play the star. Famous now, I've come so far, a famous fool. I let love go, I didn't know I'd miss you so. Backstage, I'm lonely, backstage I cry, hating myself since I let you say different world, and yet I'm lonely all the time. When I sign my autograph, when I hold an interview, can't get you out of my mind. Come back, my love, come back to me. I need you now, so desperately. What good is fame? It's just a game.
Asylum, Mr. Gene Pitney, backstage. Well, a couple more cards here. First of all, I've got one addressed to myself and Paul and Terry and Brian, and it comes from Miss Rosalie Heath of Sidcup Camp, and I've shown all the boys the card, in actual fact, and they send all their Christmas greetings to you, as well as my own included, of course. And I've got another card here from Barbara Goodwill, which is a rather delightful thing, and I do like horses, especially in the snow, and that's a rather delightful picture on the front of those one. So very many Christmas greetings to you, and I hope you're enjoying the festivities. And one card here that stands out rather well, because it's from a young lass by the name of Josephine Bellis, and she's written to me many, many, many times, and actually sent me a Christmas present, which I was most grateful to receive, and I thank you very, very much, Josephine. And just for that, I'm going to play you another rather special record, but this one was number 14 competition record, comes from Dave Berry, and it's called The Crying Game. Of Mr. Dave Berry there, on a record called The Crying Game. And if I whip it off the turntable, I'll tell you what year it is. Well, I haven't told you what year any of the others were, have I? No, well, it's 1964. Right now, I'm going to say hello to my two greatest fans who sent me a Christmas card. So, very good evening to your mum and dad. Thanks very much for the Christmas card. Did receive the parcel and all the rest of it. And if you didn't hear me say hi to you a couple of days ago, then I'm going to say hi again right now. Also said hi now to Joy Sutters, who sent a very nice Christmas card to me as well. And also to Keith Booker. And he sent it to all the DJs on past, present and future, he said, and that comes from Keith Booker. Well, we won't play that particular record anyway, Keith, but thanks very, very much for the Christmas card. I got a very nice letter too from Rosemary and Brenda Watson of 20 Queensway, Whitekirk, Leeds, LS15 7DA, and said, please can I play a record for their mother on the Hitback Show on the 26th of December, because it's her birthday on the 23rd, and she never seems to get a proper birthday because she's working so hard with all the preparations for Christmas. So if I play her a record, it'll make her day. And I said to you, Rosemary and Brenda, well, certainly we'll play your mum a record. And coming up right now is the sound of The Happenings and I Got Rhythm, which was number 17, or Hitback Competition number 17 record.
In this vast and troubled world, we sometimes lose our way.
Got Rhythm, and that's the sound of Happenings. And how many of you didn't get that one right, got the group wrong? Well, there you go, that's one of those things, isn't it? Right, another card here from Irene Russell, rather delightful little thing, and thanks very much, Irene. And just another Christmas card from Bobby Boyd of 55 Murray Gardens, Maybole, Ayrshire in Scotland. And he has a little note to the normal sort of screed that's inside a Christmas card. He said, "May I extend to you a very Merry Christmas and best wishes for the new year. Also, congrats for having the most popular hit back show of all the offshores." Well, I say thanks very, very much, Bobby. It's very nice to know that, and I'll spend special Christmas greetings for that. God, how flattery will get you everywhere, he said. Right now, got a letter here from Gary Robinson of Hillcrest, Sedbergh, I think that is, in Yorkshire. And can I play him a special record tonight? Well, in actual fact, one of the records that you requested there happens to come in my all-time top 10, Gary, so if you'll bear with the program, you'll be able to hear that one when it comes up, and if you'd like to sort of consider it played. Anyway, thanks very much for the grand Christmas draw tickets that he sent me. I've got one here for Mike, and I've got one for Jane, which is all rather nice. And do let us know if we win, won't you? I'll be most grateful. Anyway, on with the next record. This one, in actual fact, was the competition record for competition number 8, in actual fact. It comes from Fontello Bass, and a record called Rescue Me. Della Bass there on a record called Rescue Me. If you've just joined us, well, it's a very, very good evening to you. And where have you been? We've been on the air for at least three quarters of an hour with the programme. Anyway, if you're not quite sure what is going on, what I am actually doing is playing all the hitback competition records all the way through, because I've never played them all the way through on the hitback programme. And also I'm going to play my all-time top 10 of hitback records. So that's to come as yet. In the meantime, I'm running through all the Christmas cards that I received and saying hi to everybody that sent me Christmas cards, which is all rather nice. And then talking of Christmas cards, I've got one here from Amara and David, and that's all. And it's a very nice little card, that one. And I've got one addressed to Mike Ross and Dave Rogers, and thanks for your music and friendly chat. Always try to be friendly. Anyway, and that comes from Mrs. Doreen Barnes of 3 Perrycroft, Windsor in Berkshire. Good Lord, about 3 miles from where I live. Well, what do you know? Anyway, another one here. There's best wishes to all on the Meebo too. Have a very happy time around this time of year, and that comes from David. David who? I couldn't tell you, but I can guess. Anyway, some Christmas cards going over. Right, carrying on with a request now, and this comes from, would I believe it, comes from Magherafelting, County Derry, which is up in Northern Ireland, of course. And this particular letter was written at 3 Kilfaddy Road, I think that is. And it comes from Colette Russell and all at Magherafelt. And can I please play Miss Maureen Russell of 5 Clondley, I think that is, Drive in Belfast, a record. And also congratulate Brenda on passing her driving test. So I think we can do that. The one we've got coming up for you is the competition record from number 13, and that's Every Little Bit Hurts from Spencer Davies. Through anyway, that one appears to have got itself a rather nasty crack in the middle of it, and I wasn't ready for it, you see, because I was on the other side of the studio still doing things. I shall have to doctor that record somewhere. Where is it? There, that's what it needs. It needs that bit removed out of that groove, and yeah, it should play anyway. Well, I don't think we'll play any more of it anyway. Every Little Bit Hurts, and it's the sound of the Spencer Davies group, and that's quite a new record in actual fact by the look of the condition of it. So probably on a little bit of things sort of stuck on the top of it. Anyway, carrying on with some more Christmas cards, and now I'm all unprepared. This is going to be fun. He said, go on here from Ron Kinslow of 11 Worcester Road, Maidstone, Kent in England, and he addressed that one to myself and all the rest of the boys, so that one go up in the studio. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Susan Austin and Sarah Austin, and they sent us a rather nice three-dimensional kind of cards, and it's sort of in the desert with camels and things, and it all looks rather nice. And another card we've got here comes from Sandra Christian. I'm sure I've read one out from them, and that's to everyone on board RNS, so which is all rather nice. And I've got a very nice little card here from Mika Gilson of Shy Brokstra, I think that is, single 3A or something like that, in Rotterdam 3012, which is all rather nice, because the inside she's got for you and the whole crew of R&I, and thank you very, very much, because Mike Ross, you're a darling. Ah, which is all rather flattering to me, and for that you're going to get yourself a special record. It comes from the Marvelettes, and it was the competition record on Hitback Competition number 6, and the title was Too Many Fish in the Sea.
Look here, girls, take this advice and remember always in life. Tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. 'Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I said sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying forever and coughing.
Too many fish in the sea.
There you go. Too many fish in the sea. That's the sound of the Marvelettes there. And competition number, what was it? 6, I think it was. Yes, very well. Anyway, on with some more cards. First of all, I've got one here from David Garival, I think that is. And he says, Merry Christmas to all the crew on board and to myself. And hopes to see us all or hear us all in 1981. Well, we'll try and keep it to you there, all right? Another one here from Janet Ellis, which was all rather a nice little card. So very Merry Christmas to you, because that's covered in this sort of light reflecting sort of thingy stuffy, which makes it sparkle, which is rather delightful. And I've got a huge great card here that's a homemade Christmas tree, and it comes from two delightful Dutch young ladies, I'm sure they are anyway, from Vilma and I think, hi David, you're in the studio, how would you pronounce that? Do you have you come across that name in Dutch at all?
No.
Yoka? Could be Yoka, yeah. Yes. J-O-K, anyway, how would you pronounce it is another thing. to Willeman and Yoka, anyway, we'll sort of plumb for Yoka, of Vogmingstraat 9 in Hoofddorp, I think that is. Well, we can always be wrong. And they sent us this rather large homemade card, and it's all in English, and they haven't been doing English very long at school, and they say, could we sort of find them a couple of pen pals? I don't know, can we find them a couple of pen pals? Do you think so? I think David can probably give us a hand there and we'll sort something out. Anyway, but to the pair of you, we're going to play the record for the competition number 16. And that comes from Dusty Springfield. I only want to be with you. Anna Dusty Springfield right there, and a record that was, of course, used in the competition number 17. Well, I've got some more cards to say hi to people with. One here from Howard Croft, who addresses his card to everyone on the Meebo 2 and everyone in the Hilversum and Zurich offices. Thanks for a great year. May we have many or more of them. Well, we'll do our best for you, Howard. And another one here from Mike Gray of 32 Seaview Avenue, Lipson, Plymouth, Devon, and that's, of course, in England. And thank you very much for the Christmas greetings and New Year greetings there, Mike, and we return them, of course we return them anyway. We've got about 30 seconds to go before news time, so I think we'll just have a little bit of this record and I'll play the rest of it immediately after the news. It comes from the Spencer Davis Group. Brings the time, Reading North International, to exactly 10 o'clock.
RNI Worldwide News.
Good evening, this is David Rogers. In Peking, the Indian chargé d'affaires and his wife walked out of a banquet tonight following a strong attack on India by the Chinese Vice Premier Lee Chen-yen. The Deputy Premier accused India of expansionist aims, maintaining that its troops would remain in Bangladesh indefinitely. He said that the Indian forces and East Pakistani rebels were massacring and persecuting innocent Pakistani people. This must stop forthwith, he said, and there must be an immediate and unconditional withdrawal of Indian troops. Meanwhile, a Bangladesh official in Dhaka has stated that the organized return of more than 9 million refugees from India will begin on January the 1st. All their property will be returned to them. At least 154 people died and another 70 were injured when a fire yesterday swept through a hotel in the South Korean capital of Seoul. 90 people are still unaccounted for, and authorities believe they were either away from the hotel at the time of the fire or their bodies are buried deep below the rubble. The fire was caused by a gas explosion in the coffee house on the second floor of the 22-story Taeonggak Hotel. Police have arrested the head of the hotel company, the general manager, and the manager of the coffee shop. All three have been charged with negligence. About £5 million worth of damage was caused when a cyclone swept through the North Queensland port of Townsville on Friday. At least three people were killed, and the roofs were torn from 1,000 houses. Now, after 3 days of torrential rain, several rivers have burst their banks and disrupted communications. In Townsville itself, at least two suburbs have been isolated by floodwaters.
Radio North Sea.
In the songs of tomorrow.
So come with me and meet a man whose job it is, it's selling all this time.
Mr. Spencer Davies and a record called Time Seller, and I remember Rob doing that one for me, so my thanks go out to Rob for doing that particular record. Anyway, all right, that just about comes to the end of all the competition records, apart from the two competitions that we still have not yet done, and we'll do those as from next week, so which means that you're going to get 3 weeks on to get your own competition entries in for hip-hop competition number 18. All right, but we're already on to the next one, will be 20, and we've got 19 on its way, so try and work that all out. If you can't, don't worry about it. We've got it all organised on board. Anyway, on with some more records that are requested for tonight, in actual fact. And I'm going to please ask everybody's forgiveness for choosing all the records tonight by myself, because Well, I think I deserve it just for once in the year, don't you? And besides, it's rather a special sort of Christmas period, isn't it? I've got a card here from N. van Schaik of Hooghout 43, which is in I would pronounce it in English as Berlikum, but I don't suppose it's pronounced anything like that. Anyway, it's in the Netherlands, and he would like me to play a record for him. And another one here from... Yes, who is it from? That's a very, very good thing. For all the soldiers in, I think that's Lid, especially the A radio company in the Bechman Kazin, I think that is. And it comes from, yes, well, it doesn't come from anybody. It just says, can I please play? Well, anyway, we'll get that one sorted out. And I've got another delightful little card here from Liz Williams of 1 Brian Adar of Pant Mawr in Cardiff, which is in the United Kingdom. And I remember Liz writing in and asking if I can get her some pen friends, because she was rather lonely and she was rather a young teacher at a college. And now she says, can I please say hello to all her pen friends who she acquired through RNI? And can I please play a particular record? This is Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman. I'll start again, he said, to remind her of her first year at Trinity College in Carmarthen. If I couldn't play that one, could I please play Any Hit Back? Well, I'm going to ask you, Liz, if I can play Any Hit Back, because I've actually managed to I'm just going to say that somebody sent this one in to us, friends in Northern Ireland, in particular Mr. T.J. McSwiggan, and this particular record is kind of appropriate at this time of the year. It came out in 1960, it comes from the Chipmunks, and it's called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Now look, fellas, I've been walking around the North Pole with you for 2 days, and I'm cold and tired, and, well, where's the surprise you brought me here to see?
Around the next corner. There he is now. Rudolph. Hello, Rudolph. Hi, old pal.
Who's Rudolph, boys?
Who's Rudolph? Tell him, Rudy.
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I have a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never laughed for Rudolph joining any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, that's my boss, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hey, you sing good, Rudy.
That was kind of good for you, Rudy.
Aw, shucks, fellas.
Say, fellas, it's awfully cold out here. I'm gonna see if I can find a nice warm igloo. Try to get along without me if you can, because I'm gonna just...
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
By the way, what do you want for Christmas, Simon?
I want a real fast go-kart.
You are?
I like a real live pony.
How about it, Albert?
Well, first I still want that hula hoop.
Okay.
And a hot rod, and a line, and a waterfall, and a
oh, you can't have a laugh again. There goes the Chipmunks there and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the year of 1960. Right, I've got several more cards here in front of me. And one comes from Ted Dunn of Killandrish, I think that is, in County Cork, which is in Ireland, of course. And another card here from Adri van Luyn, I think it is, of Hogkamsfeg 88 Zuidlaren. And he particularly wanted to be able to hear a record, Let's Live For Today, from the Grassroots. Well, perhaps in a future programme we'll be able to squeeze that one in. And another one here from T. Amelan of Rekenstraatweg. 25. Den Horn, which is in Holland, and I don't suppose I'll pronounce any of that anywhere near correctly. Anyway, she wants to hear Here Comes the Summer from Jerry Keller, but we'll try and get those in a later program, all right? I've got a record on the turntable that was sent in to me by a young lass by the name of Janet Ellis of 87 Hantone Hill, Bathampton, Bath in Somerset, and she said that she heard me say that we haven't got a copy of Rider Wide Swan by T-Rex. Well, I'm pleased to say, because Janet sent one in, we now have a copy, so I feel that only duty bound really to play it, apart from the fact that it's a very, very good record, and I was most disappointed not having it for the T-Rex in concert program, and I'm sure that Mark and Mickey would rather be glad to know that you've sent it in, because they couldn't get us a copy either. Anyway, here we go then, Ride a White Swan.
Ride it all out like a bird in the sky woods. Ride it all out like you were a bird. Fly it all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Ride it all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like the druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan that the people of the Belgian. Wear your hair long, baby, can't go wrong. Catch a bright star and a place around your forehead. Say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and sit you on your shoulder. And in the morning you'll know all you know.
One of course comes from T-Rex, and it just happens to be coincidence, I suppose, that they are sitting at number 2 in the British Top 20 at the moment with their current single release, Jeepster. But if you're wondering, and if you're one of these people that sits down and writes down everything that everybody does on the radio, if you're wondering what happened to competition number 1 record and competition number 11 record, well, the answer for number 1 is quite simple. I couldn't find it in time before I came on the air, and the answer to why didn't I play competition number 11 record is because it cups up in my all-time top 10 of hitbacks, and that's exactly what I'm going to play right now. Starting off with number 10, it's the sound of America. It comes from a group called The Nice.
Oh,
about that. It's the sound of the nice there in America, and that's my number top 10 on the top 10, as it were, number 10 in the, my own personal hit bank top 10. And I'm very, very pleased to say that one of the listeners has actually sent us in a lovely copy of that, which is the one I've just played there, because as you probably recall me saying in an earlier hit bank show, the only copy of America from the Nights we have was rather scratched. So whoever sent that in, I'm afraid I've lost whoever sent it in, the letter sent it in. And as we say, thank you very, very much, and special Christmas greetings and a happy new year to you. And right, coming down from number 10 to number 9 is the sound of the Supremes, as they were the Supremes, with a record called Love Child. Son of the Supremes there on a record called Love Child, singing number 9 in my all-time top 10. Going down to number 8 in the all-time top 10 is a record that made the number 1 spot in the United Kingdom in the year of 1961. Comes from a fellow called John Layton, goes by the title of Johnny Remember Me.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll Johnny, remember me. someday, I guess, I'll find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sigh of the wind blowing in the treetops way above.
There he goes, sitting at number 8 in my all-time top 10. Johnny Remember Me, comes from John Layton in the year of 1961. Going down to number 7, well, that one came from Brian Hyland and Sealed with a Kiss.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight, I'll hear your voice everywhere, I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we'll miss. Oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss.
Mr. Brian Hyland there on a record called Sealed with a Kiss, which is all rather delightful, isn't it? Anyway, that's earning a number 7 in my all-time top 10. And to go back to number 6, well, we're going to come forward to the year of 1966. In actual fact, this was the record that I used in hitback competition number 11. Comes from Jan and the Americans and called Living Above Your Head.
Seems so strange, you putting me through changes, baby.